Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. 4:01 on the clock. Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby with a terrific, fantabulous sports game show that last segment. I walked Scraby down.
I just talked to the official judges. I'm not the official judge. I have some people, you guys don't know about this. They're official judges of this game. They called me during the break. They said,
Funny,
you
didn't move.
The final score was 12 points each, but Tony got 11 correct answers and Scraby got 9.
Don't care.
So,
walk team down.
We are ruling Tony Gwynn the winner.
There it is. 11-9.
And I've just been saying it for years, but you just realized, everybody, that's why they fixed the game.
There's no fix. Scraby had a 12-9 lead because he got the Tom Brady answer correct, which gave it an automatic 3 points. And then he proceeded to get walked down. I had no strikes either, by the way. You, on the other hand, had to take one.
Two.
My fault.
Yeah. I think officially Tony Gwynn Jr. victory.
That's not true.
I think that's
Look at him over there. if
that is not true.
If the multiple answers wasn't a thing, I probably would have gone with Tom Brady first.
You would have definitely gone.
I went with Tom Brady because it was 3 points.
You couldn't even remember your own quarterback, bro.
But I remembered other guys. Okay?
From last year.
From last year. It was the most recent one.
I know. Yeah. I told you.
That hurt.
I don't know why I can remember that Kerry Collins lost to the Giants or the Ravens in 2000.
Speaking of Kerry Collins, I don't know. It kind of reminded me of each other because they played in the same era. Did you guys? And I don't know if you guys talked about this when I was gone, but did you guys peep Jake Plummer on the sideline of the Arizona State game?
I didn't see him. He was very
excited.
All I could think about was his love for mushrooms as he was on
me too!
The sideline acting like a lunatic.
Yeah, me too. Okay, good. I'm so happy you said that because I was thinking the same. Chris, you know that he is he's like a grower of
all kinds
medicinal
of mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't get to see much of that game. We had a basketball game while going on,
right.
So I was kind of watching on the side.
He was on the sideline. I was happy to see him because he kind of lives out in the middle of nowhere, but he was excited for his Arizona State Sun Devils. I enjoyed seeing that. But then my next thought was, I wonder, has he done any mushrooms today as he was on the side?
He's microdosing.
He looked like he had.
We got a Chris versus the fans coming your way, 833-288-0973. Shall we get to the game now?
Sure.
We shall.
All right.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself?
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the prize today, you'll be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, the trip to Las Vegas to see Scorpions on March 6th, plus a two-night stay at Planet Hollywood and a $100 gas card. Scorpions returns with their 60 years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show, live February 27th to March 11th at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And the rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player!
We decided yesterday that without you, it really didn't sound good yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, very tinny.
Very tinny.
We needed your bass below us.
Player!
There we go.
Isn't that like a falsetto?
I don't know. I think you're right.
If you're a first-time player, let us know, because then you get that question for free today.
Kiddo, we're ready.
I need him.
Let's go to Jason.
Jason, welcome on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. How's your day?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Hi, Jason.
Hello. Thank you.
Here we go. First question.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Here we go.
This is such a scrappy question. Where would you find a
Oh, wait. Sorry, I just asked that yesterday.
Oh, that was funny. I was ready to ask about the
Crunchwrap Supreme, yes.
We'll go to another food source. Which fast food restaurant offers tacos and egg rolls? Oh, this is lovely.
Tacos and egg rolls?
Tacos and egg rolls.
Say it again.
Tacos and egg rolls? Oh, my gosh.
What fast food restaurant serves tacos and egg rolls?
Yes, that's the question.
That is the question. Again.
I don't think you have to worry here, Jason, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Hmm. Roberto's.
Roberto's. Yeah.
I do love their egg rolls. Stay there, Jason. Stay there.
I couldn't even begin to tell you on this one.
I thought this was an easy question.
This is an easy one.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Jack in the Box.
Ah! Ding, 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 ding.
Sorry, Jason. It just came to me. The Jack in the Box has a bunch of really dumb things on the menu. And that is one
certainly
of them.
Certainly not dumb when you've had some adult beverages.
Really? Those egg rolls go down easy?
They have to squeeze out.
They
go down easy.
They are piping hot. I burned my mouth on those egg rolls late at night before.
They still are good.
They still are delicious.
Really?
Yes.
God.
I don't know about anymore.
I don't know if they're actually good. They go down good.
Yes, they do.
Who's our next contestant there, Scrape?
Next up,
our salsa guy, John Temecula.
Oh, John, welcome back, man.
Hey, John.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you?
I gotta tell you, John, I'm a big fan of your jam. It is
okay.
High quality.
You got some. Scraby said you went home from the studio with it. I'm glad you got it. Glad you like it, man.
Yeah, it was delicious, man. I appreciate it. All right, let's go.
And by the way, those egg rolls do taste good late at night. I'm going to be a little bit.
We have support for the egg rolls.
Egg rolls are amazing. Well, and they're cheap.
I wasn't surprised that Chris said Jack in the Box got a lot of dumb things on the menu. That was funny. But then when Tony said what he said, I was like, yep.
All right, here we go. First question. Ah, yes. What team drafted Manti Te'o after he left Notre Dame?
The Chargers.
The Chargers, so, indeed. Drafted him. Here we go. Round number two.
There was so much controversy. Was he ever a good player?
I don't really remember.
I think he was average.
He ended up going to the Saints right after. Yeah. I think that was
never really worked out.
Okay. All right, here we go. Among the playoff teams that played this weekend, which team scored the most points in their game?
Oh, wow. 32 was the Texans.
He's going to go through every game.
35 was the Bills.
The Bills. No, too bad.
Oh, no.
Go for Texans, 32. I think the Bills scored 31.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh.
Oh, 31.
Yeah.
Man, you were right there, too.
Yeah. Good
thank
try,
you, John.
John. Hey, thanks for joining us, as always. Yep.
And always, thank you for the jam.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
You too,
yes, sir.
All right.
And now I'm thinking of what's his face for the Happy New Year? Larry David.
Yeah, he doesn't like it on January 14th.
Scrape was mad about me last week bringing up
Too late. I don't care if if a listener says it to us, but when you're telling me Happy New Year and it's been like 14 days and we've seen each other for like 13 of those 14 days, you know?
Get another
contestant on the air.
Please.
Do your job, Johnny Gilbert.
Are you just going to sit down?
Yeah, I'm going to pout after that comment.
You're pouting after that one?
Do your job. I don't yell at you to do your job when you're not doing it.
I said Johnny Gilbert. I think
do yell at him to do his job.
Do your job, Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, no good.
I mean, Johnny Gilbert, Gilbert Grape.
It's contested, please.
Benoit? Not Chris Benoit.
How you doing, Benoit? How you doing, man?
I don't know. Is everything good over there?
Yeah,
Scraby's
we'll make
in his
it.
Feelings, but
yeah.
we'll get past
it's nothing
it.
New, Benoit. Yeah. This happens often.
This is where we get to. Here we go. First question. It's another good one. Shaq played what in the movie Kazam?
Played Kazam.
Hey, Kazam was
Kazam?
What?
The genie. Okay.
No,
you're right. Don't go back.
You're good. Question number two.
By the way, great movie.
He said great movie.
When it came out when I was a kid, I loved Shaq.
I love Shaq too, but Kazam was not it.
He found Rear Window boring, but Genie or Kazam is great.
I also saw Kazam when I was like 9 years old, so that's
you
why
still
I
put it in
me.
The great category.
Okay,
here we go.
It's an average movie.
Question number two. What team does Kyle Tucker play for now?
Oh boy!
I don't even know the Astros. I don't know.
Astros.
Yeah. I had to rifle through my mind for this one, but I believe I landed on Cubs.
The Baby Bears.
Baby Bears.
Baby Bears is correct.
All right, Benoit. Thanks, buddy, for coming on. Take another shot
Scraby,
at it.
You're out of number ones, buddy.
Oh, just wait.
He'll think of some other stuff. Oh, by the way, somebody yesterday guessed that a quarter pounder was served where, did they say? Or they just didn't even have a
Burger
guess.
King, Burger King.
They said Burger King.
Because they never eat fast food.
They never eat fast food. But I said 99% of America still knows
quarter
that
quarter pounder?
One.
Yeah. Sure, that's Mickey D's.
You agree?
Yeah.
All right. I forgot to ask my wife. That was going to be the challenge. Because she doesn't eat anything like that. But I think she would know that.
All right, I gave you two, Tony.
Give you
right,
a little time to write a couple there.
This man is hungry, apparently. Here we go.
Let's go to Robert.
Robert?
Next longest holding person.
How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you guys?
Always good to talk to you, Robert.
Yeah. Here we go. First question. This takes me back right here. What pizza place started the stuffed crust movement? What a brilliant idea this was when it first hit.
I don't know that I've ever had this.
Say it again?
Can you repeat it?
Yes, I can. What pizza place started the stuffed crust movement?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Chris, if you haven't had, we need to get some.
Isn't that weird? Never had.
Yeah, that's
never had a bite of a stuffed crust pizza.
We would fight over the crust because the crust is the best part.
Not good, huh?
Oh, it's so good.
It's a brilliant idea. I mean, I don't know why it took us so long to think about carving out that little piece so we could throw some cheese in there. We like ourselves some cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
Here we go. Question number two. Where is former Brewer closer Devin Williams now playing?
Kansas City.
He's a Royal. Or he's not.
He's a Yankee.
Yankee.
I got a little lucky because this, I looked up free agents earlier when we were talking to Matt Snyder. So, yeah, I'm kind of ready for that, unfortunately, for
that
Robert.
That is unfortunate. Yeah. All right, I think we need tiebreaker.
Yes, we do, because you're out of number twos now, buddy. So,
just constantly, it's my life. Just revolves around making Chris versus the fans.
Tiebreaker. How about Tim Hardaway Sr.?
Yeah, why not? He could shoot.
Did you hear his comments about Mr. Butler?
No,
quite
I didn't.
Spicy.
Jimmy Butler, is he not supporting James Butler?
He is pro Pat Riley on this one.
James Butler. All right, I got pulled up. Let's go to our contestant, and it will be Mark.
Hello, Mark. Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Hello?
Mark, right. Going once.
All right, we're going to another one. Let's go going to down. Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, I know you're there, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Let's go. You know how to play the tiebreaker?
I do.
All right.
Higher or lower.
Here we go. Hardaway. It's Mr. Scraby. Senior.
Grew up watching this guy.
Killer crossover.
TMC, right?
TMC.
Who was the T, right? Who was the T? Who was the... M was Mullen. C was...
Chris Webber?
No.
No.
I think it was Tim, Mitch, and Chris. Mitch Richmond.
Mitch Richmond was the M, and Chris Mullen was the C. There you go. Yeah.
All right. Chris, how many threes did Tim Hardaway make in his career?
What years did he play?
He played from 89 through 03, so he played 13 seasons. Yeah, he sat out 1 year.
But 09 to like 97, nobody shot the three.
Or 89, you mean.
I mean, he could make them, but he didn't shoot more than, 14 years?
13.
13 years. 2000?
2000. All right. Andrew, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Lower.
Sorry. We went over. I thought I was high there.
Jeez.
Math brain.
This guy can't add.
Oh, brother.
You did right, you're a Andrew, winner, stay Andrew. There, stay there.
A delayed winner. He probably hung up and threw his phone across the room.
No, I'm sorry. That was my bad.
I mean, come on, Scrape.
He said 2000. I got confused for a second.
Wait, when he said 2000, what went in your head?
I just immediately shot to, never mind. You don't need to know.
No, I kind of want to hear your math in your head.
So when he said 2000, I looked at the number, and then I asked Andrew, and Andrew said lower. But in my head, I had already, basically said it was going to be wrong. So that's why I clicked the wrong button.
Gotcha. What was the total?
Oh, just for that would be help. 1,542 threes.
1,542.
Why are you writing that down?
I'm not.
Oh, it looked like he was writing it down.
I'm having a conversation with our boss on my text phone here.
We're getting there, don't you
worry. On my text phone.
Yes, on text. All right.
It's just for his phone that he texts on. He doesn't actually answer it.
Oh, he has an answering phone.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Wait a minute. We got to update the LA versus Jupiter score and... what is this golf league?
It's TGL. It's the Tiger Woods Rory McIlroy Indoor Golf League that just started last week.
I have to say, I don't know who the created player is on here, but you know how you can create a player and you can make him look at whoever created him has created the longest torso
understand.
In the history of mankind.
So their drive and their approach shot is virtual golf.
Correct.
But then they place their ball on a real putting green to putt.
Yes.
This is weird to me.
It is weird. And the reason that they're doing this is because I believe, this is actually my opinion, Tiger can't play a long golf course anymore. People want to watch Tiger play. This is how you watch Tiger play now. And when Tiger puts his name behind something, you're going to get all the names. Colin Morikawa's there, Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Max Homa.
They have a good lineup, that's for sure.
I just don't know how it's going to work.
I said this off air, I think they see an opening. I think it is a free-for-all right now in the game of golf, trying to capture an audience in a way that the tour has kind of lost with the break-off of Live.
Yeah.
I think it creates an opening for something to kind of slide in there and grab a hold of a piece of this thing. So we'll see. It's kind of weird to get used to indoor golf where there's
it's virtual golf. I mean, they're just hitting the ball into a screen.
Right.
Like you do down at your local golf shop when you're testing out a club.
Now, I got to watch this closer because I don't know how they determine where they put their ball on the green. Like, is it going to tell them where it goes? Is it just in this place? I'm going to drop it here. But they have made up this entire golf course. It's just a bunch of crazy holes that they've made. Like, look at that. You could. It's a fairway split in three.
Did you just tell our listening audience to look at that?
I said it's a fairway.
We gotta go to break.
Now. I know. And then I was like, well, no one can look at that. So it's a fairway split in three. It's a video game. Blah blah blah.
All right, more Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:25 is the time, so we got a couple of minutes on this before we get to the Big Five. Mick Cronin last week, UCLA's basketball coach, after a loss to Michigan, really went a little crazy, and I think he went over the line. He said after the game, we're soft. It's crazy. It's every day, and I'm tired of it. I have the most energy of anybody at practice every day. I'm upset with everybody in that locker room, my assistant coaches and my players. What the truth of it has been, it's really hard to coach people who are delusional. We got guys who think they're way better than they are. They're nice kids, but they're completely delusional about who they are. Anyway, has it worked for Mick Cronin? No, not yet. They've lost 2 straight games since that rant. And they're not really good teams. I mean, UCLA was in the top 10 there, weren't they? Maybe at least. They beat Oregon. They beat Gonzaga.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they can't beat anybody. Jay Billis, who's a lot of times the voice of reason in college basketball, I thought he hit all of the right notes in his commentary about what Mick Cronin said, and I thought you should take a listen.
Well, Kevin, I didn't care for what Mick had to say after the loss to Michigan. Coaches like to talk about accountability a lot, and rightfully so. I mean, accountability is important in everything, but I don't think that's what accountability really looks like. That, to me, looked simply like blame, and it was, I heard a lot of you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and nobody else is doing it. And I don't think that's true, but that's for him to decide, not me. But I didn't care for it. And oftentimes when I hear something like that, and it's not often, I think about what Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers says. And he says he loves coaches that resist the responsibility of coaching because they're easy to beat. And when you talk negatively about your players, what you're really doing is seeking comfort because your teaching is struggling. And Mick Cronin recruited all those players. He brought them in. And he hired all those coaches. And I get it. Like, coaches like to think they're more passionate and they're tougher than their players. But I happen to think this is true. Mick Cronin is not tougher than his players. When he was playing, he would not have gotten one loose ball, one rebound against the guys he's got now. That would not happen. I don't believe any of that, and I don't think it's productive. But if he had said the same thing in the confines of the locker room to his players, that's fine. When you do that publicly, I don't care for it. Maybe his players do. Maybe they'll respond positively to it. I don't think it's the right thing to do. But that's his decision, not mine. I'm just saying what I think of it.
And I love the band. I mean, Jay Billis, I mean, this is what you do, Tony. When somebody interviews you on ESPN, you not only make a comment, you hire a band to play behind.
Well, he was live from Duke.
I know he was.
And by the way, that stadium looks so small.
I'm aware that he was live from somewhere.
Cameron Arena is very small.
But what'd you think about what he said, Tony? I mean, I didn't like Cronin's comments at the beginning. I didn't articulate it quite the same way, but I think he made a lot of really good points there, and I don't think Mick Cronin's going to love hearing that, but too bad.
I mean, listen, I think as much as I appreciated Mick Cronin's
honesty
about it, I think, you know, Jay is usually, as you said, he's usually on it. And when you look at it from the perspective in which he told that, right? I mean, those guys ultimately may have needed to hear that message, and maybe they did, and maybe that's also where it should have stopped, was wherever they heard that message. And since it wasn't in front of the cameras, it likely was in the locker room. I assume, I'll give Mick Cronin at least this leeway, that he had the goal to say it to their faces while he was in that locker room before he came out to the presser.
I hope so.
But even if he did, this probably, and this also goes to knowing the guys that you brought in. Are they capable of hearing that the way you presented it? Meaning going to the media and putting them on blast in front of everybody. What we do know is that I think we've learned that a lot of this generation doesn't handle that well. That's not, they don't respond to that. And if the ultimate goal is to get your team to respond, right now he's 0-2.
Right, they've lost both games. So yeah, I also liked how he kind of said he was referencing Mike Tomlin, a coach who himself is on the hot seat.
Right.
And we will talk about him a little bit later but on. We've got to recap everything from Monday night and the playoffs.
I think to Jay's point, despite that hot seat, I don't know that I've ever heard Mike Tomlin come in and say, my guys are soft, my guys are... He might have some truth serum to what he's saying, but it's presented in a way that doesn't embarrass his team. If anything,
that's what I think Mick Cronin bordered on here, was really kind of embarrassing his guys.
Right.
I mean, you're calling me delusional? I mean, in front of everybody? Maybe I'm a little wacky, but, you know, I should stay in house.
It depends on if they are delusional.
But no, I don't think it does depend on it.
I think that's the point.
Honestly, I don't think it depends on it.
I'm sure. I feel like.
Pretty sure they are delusional, or he wouldn't have said that.
Or he would have said it.
Yeah.
But is. Will he get the response he's looking for going public with the delusional comment?
Not yet.
I don't think so.
He definitely has not gotten that yet.
No. I don't think so.
All right, there's a whole bunch of other things going on in sports. Still ahead in the 5 o'clock hour, good, bad, and ugly from last night's Rams-Vikings game, plus 6 or 7 burning questions about the first round of the NFL playoffs and where we go from here. But before we get to that, Scraby's got today's Big 5. Stick around. I jump in then.
All right, that's what I'm doing.
I think he's just outside the studio, is he not?
No, I think he ran somewhere else. This is a... Tony doesn't have the best internal clock.
No.
He'll be like, wait, we're back on? Oh, there he is.
Scraby just said you didn't have a good internal clock. I'm just letting you know that he said
he's always talking trash.
Always talking trash.
Well, you know, I've never missed the opening of a segment before.
You can't. You work on the board, so you got to be on here. Second,
right. The segment can't start without you here. So
you have a week. We tried to start the show today, and my mic wasn't on. How about that? Were you here for that?
It's your responsibility.
Oh, I tried to turn it on. It wasn't on.
He looks at me for support.
No,
you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
I was looking at you for. Don't Nothing. Cross me over here.
Nothing. Anyway. Oh, Scrabe.
Anyway.
We got a big 5 coming your way. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be good. Scrabe is kind of worked hard at these from time to time. I think today is one of those days.
Yeah, I got some good stuff in there.
All right, so without further ado, let's get into the Big 5 after track.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
The Big 5 starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, everybody, the Big 5.
I should have never admitted that last week.
What?
That I always say, who the hell cares?
Who the hell cares?
Because now I have to do it because people are watching for it on the video.
Maybe that's your way of breaking the habit.
Breaking down the wall?
Yeah.
There it is.
All right. I don't know. I always say it.
We got some Maryland Terrapins to talk about randomly. We got some Houston Texans news. We got Buster Posey and Justin Verlander. You won't believe what a reporter got caught doing on their little introductory press conference. It's not anything weird, but it's definitely embarrassing for this reporter, so we'll get to that.
Now
number five.
And we'll start with this. Comcast gave some Bay Area sports fans less than 24 hours notice about a change to their Xfinity television package that could prevent them from watching the Golden State Warriors, the Sharks, and the Giants. Monday morning, Comcast sent an email to its Bay Area subscribers informing them that Comcast was moving the NBC Sports Bay Area and NBC Sports California channels to a higher tier. The channels will move from the popular package to the more expensive Ultimate package. Tony, these people are very angry because they got 24 hours before they lost access to their Warriors, and they have to pay $18 a month more for these two channels.
An extra $18.
$18 a month for both of these channels.
That's kind of high.
Put the Red Zone in there. I'll give you $180.
I'm sure the Red Zone's already in the Ultimate package.
Yeah.
Tony, yes. Do you think people are ever going to get to the point of revolt against cable and streaming?
Okay, that's a different question. Right now, at least, I think they've already revolted in cable. I think cord cutting is a plenty popular
thing.
This
is why they're raising the price.
Streaming on
wait,
the
why
other,
are they raising the price? They want to keep customers.
They're losing customers
saying.
Very fast.
So it hurts the customers to stick with you.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, that's not, you're doing it wrong.
You would think. You would think.
To reward the people that are sticking with you.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Will people ever get to the point of revolt?
No. We as a society enjoy what we enjoy. And, we've said this often. If we all banded together and stuck together,
we could move mountains.
We could do anything we want.
We were not capable of
but
it.
But we're not. At least we haven't shown the ability to do it to
not
this
yet.
Point.
No.
So, no. The answer is no. They won't take it out on the cable and streaming companies. There'd be a small segment of people who execute this plan to perfection, but it won't be enough to move streaming.
You got to have someone with real hatred in their heart like
you got,
myself.
Not someone. You got to have...
Multiple people.
Millions.
True.
You meant millions? People, I promise you, they start paying attention.
Someone wrote on the Comcast tweet about it saying, well, I don't want to pay $18 for this Warriors team anyway. So maybe they're going to lose more customers.
You tell them.
I don't think they will.
Or commenter.
Chris.
Yeah, real quick. The story I recall that's always stuck with me on stuff like this is that during World War II, when everything was shut down and nobody had any money and, you know, the whole world was askew, the one business that did not suffer was the movie business.
Oh, yeah.
People still went to the same number of movies they always went to.
Of course they did.
They didn't pay for couches and tables and rent and electricity, but they went to movies. And that's the bottom thing here. People are going to pay, you know, or stream. They got to get their entertainment.
I just don't like these companies.
I know
you don't.
They take advantage of that.
Yes, they do.
Number four.
The Houston Texans waived wide receiver Deontay Johnson as they prepare for their divisional round playoff game on Saturday against the Chiefs. Following the Texans' wild card playoff victory over the Chargers Saturday, Deontay Johnson was visibly upset in the locker room. He was fully dressed, sitting at his locker, staring in frustration because of the lack of playing time and targets. Running back Joe Mixon and linebacker Azeez Alshire tried to comfort and encourage him, but he was cut anyway. Started the year at the Panthers, was cut. Brought in by the Ravens, cut again. Then brought in by the Texans and cut for a third time. That's three teams cutting you in one season. Chris, how many more chances is this guy going to get?
How many more teams are there left in the...
29.
He's got 20.
Well, actually, yeah, 29.
There you go.
He might get 29. But how long ago was it that he was good?
Last year.
Right?
Yes.
Didn't catch any touchdowns, but he caught a ton of balls.
And he had some good games in the beginning of this year.
He was balling for Carolina to start.
Yeah.
When it didn't matter.
But Chris, how many more chances? You think just... This guy keeps being angry about his involvement in the offense. Why are you going to bring that in?
Well, he should be able to complain his involvement in the Texans' offense. I think he was even active.
He had three catches for like 24 yards.
Well, yeah, I think he'll get a couple more chances. I think somebody will bring him in at least next year. I can't imagine why you wouldn't. This guy, what, it is high for the Steelers? 107 catches. That's 4 years ago. It's not that long ago.
Anyway. I don't think the talent is the question. No. It's what's okay, going on upstairs.
Well,
Tony,
but there's a lot of lunatics out there, yeah, including Aziz Ashir Rahim, whatever his name is. The guy who got suspended for targeting
Trevor Lawrence.
Then everybody stuck up and said he's a great guy. And then there's a shot of him the other day taking a swing at Ladd McConkey when McConkey's sitting in the pile. I think the Shire guy's got a couple of screws loose, honestly.
Clearly, he's a safety.
No, he's a linebacker.
I mean, same thing. He's crashing into somebody all the time.
How many more chances?
He's got a lot. I mean, listen, you would hope after a trade and two release
jobs.
Right,
you think he'd get the message.
I think when he's able to sit down and kind of reevaluate, that there's got to be a look in the mirror here at some point. Because I think we're not questioning the talent. We're questioning, in this case, it seems like being able to sacrifice, right? He went from Pittsburgh, where he was pretty much the number one target after, those receivers left. Antonio Brown, Claypool. He goes to Carolina, where they're not a good team, but he's balling. And then you would think, you take a guy out of a situation where they suck and they're not very good and put him in a winning situation. First, it was Baltimore. Can't get along there. Then he goes to his new destination, the Texans. Can't get along there. So now he's released. I think at some point when these situations happen, an athlete will have a come to Jesus moment, if you will.
Does the agent say anything?
It depends on what kind of agent. You got a good agent, yeah. Like, hey, man, you need to get it together, man. I can't keep going. The
agent's not making any money every time he gets cut, right?
They sure aren't.
Yeah.
And so you start, if you got good people around you, somebody's going to tell you the truth. Hopefully he can get there, because if he can, he's more than talented and can help everybody.
Totally.
Number three.
The Maryland Terrapins are a big basketball.
Terrapins
are a big basketball program. We're starting to see how much they can spend on their players. As shared by Inside Maryland Sports at 24/7, the team has spent around $3 million, according to reports. And that number is only going to increase, according to head coach Kevin Willard, as the $20 million pool will have a large portion spent on the basketball team for the school. But Kevin Willard makes a really good point. Quote, I'll say this. As an assistant coach from Arizona got arrested and put in jail for talking about money a few years ago, and now all of a sudden we're going to be spending $4 or $5 million per year on a basketball roster. It's changed so dramatically from calls with agents. If you talked to an agent a few years ago, you would be suspended by the NCAA. Now half my day is talking to agents and their clients and what they want, what they're looking for, end quote. Tony, should charges be dropped on people who got in trouble? I don't know, recently.
I mean, it's a question worth asking. I mean, just think about it on a real life scale, right? Marijuana is now legal most of the United States.
Are there people sitting in jail right now?
In jail,
yes, there are.
For small amounts of marijuana, yes, charges, right? Yeah. And there's a push to drop those charges.
Yep.
That's a much, I would say, a little more serious.
Yeah.
Right? In some cases. It's kind of the same thing. Like, there are a lot of people. I mean, remember the scandal that took out, like, a bunch of assistants? And
how about Tony Bland at San Diego State?
Tony Bland being one of them?
When he went to Syracuse and everything else, yeah.
I mean, so, I don't know the answer to that, but I would say it's a question worth asking at this point. The rules have changed in such a way. And, I'm starting to take offense to the NIL conversation, because a lot of what we're talking about is not NIL. It's collectives that are getting this money and basically saying, we'll pay you this much. NIL is name, image, and likeness. Not every player is capable of having that. And so I think NIL in some ways is taking a bad rap, because it's being kind of thrown in.
NIL itself was a good idea.
Right. The collective,
but they have
part,
just run away with.
Right. The collective have kind of jumped on the NIL deal and have kind of brought that in, mixed it together. But it's a good question to ask. I don't have an answer. I mean, You would think if the rules are what they are now, I mean, wouldn't it be fair to kind of revisit those at the very least?
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I will say this one thing. There was a rule at the time.
Yeah.
Rules were broken at the time. But maybe the harshness of the penalty can be looked at again.
I don't even know if NCAA knew they were going to be at this point in two years.
They tried not to be here, for sure. Did.
Chris, what do you think?
I think we kind of ran it. I mean, in the conversation, I don't have anything other than that.
Okay, great. Number two. Jeremiah Smith's achievements go beyond being the most impactful freshman wide receiver in recent memory for Ohio State. He's 19 years old. He's among a handful of players at his age to get permanent total disability insurance to protect himself against a career-ending injury, CBS Sports learned. Taken out by the family before the college football playoff, policy not only protects Smith in the event of a football injury, but in everyday life for the term of the coverage. I learned that, reading this article, sometimes colleges and teams will pay for the premiums because it was allowed to be taken from the general athletic fund instead of like the football fund. So, Chris, do you think teams should pay for their players' career insurance?
Well, they're already paying them a bunch of money to play on the team in the first place, are they not now?
Was paid by Florida State. They paid for it.
Come on. I mean, the kid at Miami, the quarterback's going to make $4 million. And what's another insurance premium to help protect him?
If he's
the whole
come
thing
to your
is so run amok right now, anything seems legal until they get a handle on it. So
I'll say this: it's a great way to entice a player to play in these bowl games.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want me to play? Get my insurance, and I'll be happy to come out here and play.
I'll tell you one thing: Jeremiah Smith didn't have to worry about getting hurt in the last game. He had one catch for 3 yards.
That dude is.
But the game before that, he was.
That
dude's crazy
a,
good.
He's a grown man, for sure.
He is. He definitely
Ryan is. Day couldn't figure out a way to get him the ball. What a great coach.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Can you tell who I'm going to be rooting for on Monday night?
So the Buster Posey, Justin Verlander press conference was done yesterday, and it got off to a weird start. Now, I'm showing this video on the YouTube right now, but you'll be able to hear it as well. Pay attention to when Buster is talking and what happens.
Lucky enough to get to compete against him for a number of years and have always admired the way that he takes care of business.
Look at Justin's name.
If you guys can just, all the media on here, if you can just mute yourselves, please.
I'll change it. All right, I'll change it.
That was Justin Verlander.
Lucky enough to get to compete again.
Okay.
Buster just keeps going?
No. Restart. Guess what?
What was his name?
His name was Kate Upton. Justin Verlander's name was Kate Upton on the Zoom.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But look,
That's
what
funny.
Pops up during this. Like, it knows that he's talking, and so it puts up his picture. And so everybody knows who this is. My question to you guys is, how embarrassing is this?
That's really embarrassing. Man. Dear.
It's a faux pas.
I think Justin Verlander's kind of upset by it, too. I got to show you.
Fine,
what
I'll
look.
Change it.
Yeah, he did do that.
Well, did he want to keep it, Kate Upton?
I don't think it matters what his name is.
You know what that tells me? Justin does not have a Zoom account. He's just using his wife.
Yeah. Honey, can I use your Zoom account?
He's using his wife's Zoom account. That's funny.
That is funny, but this is incredibly embarrassing for this poor guy. You'll find this video online, but the PR guy, Matt Chisholm, was
I love Matt, by the way. Shout out to Matt.
He's like, people. Oh, he's got this look like, all right.
No, he was embarrassed.
Can we please mute it?